Memphis-based discount retailer Fred's is shutting down most of its stores and pharmacies, and in the process, patients across the Southeast are scattering. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Fred's specialized in serving small towns, so that means closure may hit harder, says Reginald Dillard. He's the executive director of the Tennessee Board of Pharmacy.
Usually there is more than one pharmacy in town, but there may only be two or three, and it does have some impact on patient care and patient safety if a pharmacy closes unexpectedly and then the patients are trying to figure out where to get their prescriptions filled.
Fred's has already shut down in places like Woodbury and Westmoreland and sold their patient files to other pharmacies. Pain patients often have the hardest time transitioning to a new pharmacy, given the heightened scrutiny around opioids. The pharmacy in Camden remains open for now, despite the front of the store closing. But customer Susan Engelman says she worries it's only a matter of time. She appreciates her store not treating pain patients like her as criminals.
They totally understand. There's some of us that there is no other treatment.
Engelman fears the Walmart down the road might not honor her prescriptions. A private equity firm has shut down a large majority of Fred's locations and even sold its Memphis headquarters. The company did not respond to requests for comment. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.